Good morning, 7:08 a.m. on Monday, June the 22nd, 2020. Not quite as early as yesterday, but still early. I would have been 15 minutes earlier, except I got started and realized that there was something that could not wait back at the house. I turned around. Anyway, here I am. I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. Good morning. I'm walking along doing my doing the walking meditation again. I think I mentioned the other day that I stopped listening to music in the morning and started trying to get my ADHD brain under more direct control. Rather than trying to soothe it, I'm trying to spend a little bit of time quieting it. And I failed miserably this morning. Because I kept thinking about the idea of getting back to normal. And what represents normal. And what the probability of going back to the normal as it might have been represented in January. I don't see it. I don't see it happening. So, what I'm left with is that this is the new norm. This, today, this is the new normal. This, wearing a schmog to go to the grocery store, is the new normal. Not attending in-person events is the new normal. Being constantly distracted by existential threat is the new normal. And so what I'm left with, rather than a kind of fatalist view, what I'm left with is, okay, well, the reality was, back in January, these things were all still true. I just wasn't necessarily aware of them. Or wasn't aware of them in the degree that I am now. And a big part of that is privilege. A big part of that is I've managed to buffer myself against a lot of this stuff because of white male privilege and money. So I'm left wondering what the new normal is going to be. I'm left talking to Sifra about the path forward. I'm left talking to myself about what we do now. I think I talked recently about how the lockdown hasn't really changed a great deal in my household. It hasn't really altered much in terms of circumstance. My wife has been home full time for years now. My kids have been here full time for years. Yeah, both of them used to have jobs. But the one who currently has a job is on a leave of absence because she's living with at-risk parents. Both of us are over 60. The other is looking, is going to get a delivery job, perhaps soon, which will open up a vector into the house, but, okay, how do we manage that vector? I'm certainly not going to take an office job. I'm certainly not going to go attend an in-person meeting. I'm not going to get on an airplane. I'm not even going to go to an airport for the foreseeable future. Now, things could change, and that could... I could, you know, if the circumstance changes, then... If the circumstance changes, then, of course, I will reevaluate. But I'm left with the old parental scold. If your friends all jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? Something I heard a great deal of in my youth. I have heard less of lately, but only because I'm not in a place where people are scolding me for that anymore. So yeah, perhaps I'm turning into the paranoid old man. The slightly irrational germaphobe. That's, for me, I can't see that can be anything but the new norm. Cool here, it's lovely. I'm walking in the shade. It's just a hint of a breeze. Good morning. Ambient temperature, official ambient is 57, with 62 outside my back door. And it's cool, it's refreshing, it feels good on my face. I need to go home and open Scrivener and start grinding through the rest of Troy Harbor and getting that into position, getting that into shape so I can send it off to beta reader, so I can send it off to the editor. I need to get that moving. I still haven't heard from Jesse about the cover yet. Thank you. The lady with the Scotty dumper. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
how
morning.
Are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Oh, good God. There's four prairie dogs right there. There's a rabbit. A bunny, a little bunny, tucked down behind one of the prairie dog mountains. I don't see you, bunny. Sit very still. Little plague carriers. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. It's not the prairie dogs, it's their fleas, apparently, that have the hantavirus, which is bubonic plague, I think. Which means that little bunny has them as well. Just barely crawling this morning. I got a good night's sleep. I went to bed real early last night. I was in bed by like 9:15. I read for maybe 10 minutes. I'm still reading Beggar's Rebellion. My reading has slowed down almost to a stop along with my writing, and I can't help but think that those two things are related. I've always maintained that if I'm not reading, I'm not writing. If I'm not writing, I'm not reading. If I'm not reading, I'm not writing. And I'm not reading. Levi Jacobs, I think. I'm still reading this book. It's an interesting take. It's an interesting take on fantasy. It's an interesting take on... It's almost a cultivation novel. It's almost a cultivation story. It's not quite, but it has some of the earmarks of it. Very, very approachable book, very approachable, where a lot of the wuxia and cultivation and progression novels. You have to sort of be in on the joke. You have to understand what the stories are in order to appreciate how the stories are written. And for a lot of Western audiences, I can see where cultivation, progression, those are difficult to get a handle on, because they follow cultural norms that aren't necessarily as common as boy meets girl. Or girl meets boy. I may be overgeneralizing. I may be being short-sighted. I really like those stories because they are so different from the stories that I normally read, that I normally see, that are normally promoted. Morning. That's a handful.
Yeah.
Guy's got a black lab and it almost looks like a Saint Bernard. Doesn't quite have a conformation I know I associate with a Saint Bernard, although it has a color, so maybe it's just a clipped Saint Bernard. But walking both of them, now I have a suspicion if those dogs took off, he'd be left dragging along on his stomach. I realize just now that I've just been, like, for the last 3 minutes walking without talking. I'm just enjoying the morning. That's odd. It's not like there's not a million things zipping through my head at the moment. Most of it. If I'm going to be honest, most of it I can't really talk about. Some of it I'd really dearly love to talk about. NDAs. I keep thinking about traditional publishing being the new vanity press. Vanity publications used to be, I have this story, I've tried to sell it to everybody and his brother, nobody wants to buy it. So I'm going to go to a vanity press and I'm going to invest $10,000 and get a bunch of books that I can sell out of the trunk of my car. Because that's the only place that they would sell. You couldn't get them in bookstores, you couldn't get them anywhere. And typically they were generally laughed at. I almost said bad, but I don't know that because I never read any. But the only way that they could get it published, the only reason to get it published was, back in the day, determined to be vanity, because the books wouldn't sell. And so from that perspective, traditional publishing isn't in the same, before the sidewalk, there's a lady coming, just looking uncertain as whether she's going to take to the street or I am. I will.
Good morning.
So perhaps the only, perhaps categorizing people who pursue traditional publishing as vanity presses is unfair, because that path is, it's certainly a legitimate path. And for those people who are looking to satisfy something other than income, something other than a career, something other than revenue, they're willing to buy the lottery ticket that will pay them $1 million and continue buying the lottery ticket that might win them $1 million. Investing all of the time and energy and effort and money into that effort rather than pursuing a path where, well, in the beginning, maybe they could make, you know, not a bad second income and work into something that's going to replace their daily salary. But doesn't come with the imprimatur, doesn't come with the whatever you want to call it that you get with a book in a bookstore. I've said before, I don't want my books on a bookstore shelf. I want my books sold out in bookstore shelves. It's a big difference. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. This is already almost 22 minutes. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.